All right, so on Ghost Bros today, we got what do we got? We got the Stanley Hotel. that's what we're gonna be talking about. Got a few things to talk about with that. Here with Dalton and Brennan, or Brennan and Dalton, whichever one. Drake and Josh, Josh and Drake. And well, yeah, so that's our long story episode, and then we picked the Stanley, and I will tell you about next week, but as honestly, we picked these stories like fucking 5 minutes before we decided to do a podcast.
Wait, did everybody find a story? Nah.
I mean, it gets really stressful. I almost ran in the back of somebody's ass today because I was trying to look for a story as I was driving down the road.
You know, that's crazy you say that because I did the same exact thing.
Shit's like Final Destination, dude.
Yeah, I was going down Highway 5 running like 90 miles an hour. Didn't even know it. Trying to find stories.
You for real?
Yeah.
I was doing the same thing. Said I was actually in like rush hour down here in Mobile on the main road. And fucking, like we was all stopped at a light and then everybody pulled off. So I pulled off. As soon as I did, turn out, somebody just fucking got out of the lane. So they just filling the gap and I was ran slapping their fucking ass. Had Amber not been in the car with me, I'd have ran in their ass pretty good. And then on the way home, I was like, oh, shit, I got to hurry because, you know, we was trying to make our schedule fit and everything. And yeah. There was like a fucking 4 or 5 car pile up over there, like on the road I take to go home. So I was like, what the fuck? So then I had to find a way to get around that shit. But I made it. We're here. And I guess we're going to do this Stanley Hotel story. So what do you fellas know about the Stanley Hotel?
I know it's one of the most popular haunted places in America. Like I think Ghost Adventures did it, Ghost Hunters, was it Destination Truth with that one guy in it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And they also based The Shining off of it, and I'm sure they based a few other movies and books and a bunch of other shit off of it.
Yeah, okay, so pretty popular place is what we can conclude from it. So
yeah. I mean, if you look it up online, you're like, most haunted places in America, Stanley Hotel is the first thing that pops up.
Yeah, I mean, where's it located at? Estes Park, Colorado?
Yeah. I knew it was a weird name. I couldn't pronounce it, but I know it was in Colorado.
I'm just going to say Estes Park, just because that's what it looks like it says.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shit, man. I mean, Brennan, have you stayed at this one? You said you stayed at sorry. Yo, broke ass, walked through the Crescent Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say that, really?
No, I've been to the Crescent. I didn't walk.
I mean, unbelievable.
Bro, I ain't walking in no, 45-minute drive.
Wait, what?
Where I was living at the time, I wasn't living in Eureka Springs.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking walk there. Fuck
where
that.
Was you living?
I said you walked through there. Like, you walked through the building. You literally did not pay for anything. You just walked through there, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean.
Just observing.
Yeah, observe.
Okay. So you didn't observe the Stanley Hotel yet, have you?
No. No.
Is that the next broke family vacation y'all going to take?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Through that tour and everything, they had a tour guide, and they were like, all right, everybody, if you want to, just leave a tip for your tour guide. Man.
I didn't see no goddamn ghost. I'm out.
Brenda's family going like, all right, babe, we got us some hot dogs, and I bought some Sam's Cola and some chips.
Have a picnic in the fucking lobby.
Sit in the parking lot on the fucking hood of the car. Sandwiches and shit. You know, I'm laughing about that, but that's some shit my parents would have done when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, my parents have done shit like that.
It's fucked up.
they used to do stupid shit like that. Like, I don't know, man. It's cringy to think about. I'd never do my kids like that. I just wouldn't feed them motherfuckers.
All right. Well, we got our labs off of Brennan.
Brennan, everybody loves you, man. It's all good. We was just making a little joke. So, Let's, like I said, the Stanley Hotel. It is in Estes Park, Colorado. Just like everybody said here, it is allegedly one of the most haunted locations in the U.S. Hundreds of paranormal investigations take place there each year, with mixed results. Stephen King stayed there with his family, woke up from a nightmare, and began writing a novel based on his stay there, The Shining. Jim Carrey stayed there while filming Dumb and Dumber at the hotel, and only lasted 3 hours.
I didn't know that they did that. I didn't know they were at the hotel when I filmed that movie.
Wait. Oh, well, you remember in the movie they went to that ski lodge in Colorado. I'm thinking that what I think they mean to say is like he just booked his own room there. Like they weren't filming there.
Oh, okay.
Cause they were at like a ski resort in Colorado, or they was in like Aspen, or supposed to be in Aspen, or some shit.
Yeah.
But that is crazy thing about like a goofy guy like Jim Carrey sitting there getting freaked the fuck out, and only he just checks in after 3 hours. Like, yeah, man, I'm just gonna go. Like this dude's half crazy, but he checked out. Now they said like Gary Busey stayed in this motherfucker and left. I'd be like, God damn, that probably is pretty hard.
I think it's. When I looked online earlier, I'm pretty sure it said like $250 for a night.
Hmm. Yeah, Brennan, you definitely won't be getting a vacation there, buddy. Oh, I'm just playing, man. We might get enough stimulus. Hang in there, buddy. I'm just joking, bro. I'm joking. I wish it'd kind of be cool if we got enough stimulus, but that's beyond, you know, we ain't getting that here. So, all right. So, one of the more popular rooms, one of the more haunted rooms, I guess that's kind of what we're going to go through here is on the list of those, is the first one we got is room 217.
Yeah, I know. Every time you look at Stanley Hotel, like that's one of the main things they mention is room 217. I don't know what happened in there. I didn't really look that, like you said, find these stories like 5 minutes prior to doing the podcast. I was like, damn, they said 217 a lot, so must be important.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, man. We're about to find out what exactly happened. So everybody hold your breath. We'll see if it's actually compelling. So the hotel was getting ready to shut down for the season due to the fact that they did not have heat in the hotel. And they wouldn't have heat until the 80s, I believe. Who the fuck wrote this? That's speculation, sir, not facts. I like facts. And it was just too cold. So they were surprised when Mr. King showed up unexpectedly with his family. They were stuck in a snowstorm and so were offered bedding for the night, making them essentially the only people in the hotel. God damn. I got something in my eye, boys. Hold on. Fuck. I hate that shit.
Like, I want to know, like, the timeline. Like, was Stephen King popular at the time of him checking into that hotel? Like, did they have known?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was famous. So, like, shit, dude.
Can you imagine, oh, yeah, man, it's going to be a slow night tonight, and everybody's just going to pull up a chair, sit down, and then damn famous ass Stephen King walks in just, you know, in a fucking blizzard. Like, that'd be crazy.
Like, oh, Mr. King, like, I mean, just from people I know that's been like hotel clerks and shit, like front desk people. Most time they just sit there and read books all fucking night. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost certain that they've all read a book by Stephen King, whoever was there at the time.
Oh yeah,
so
probably shitting herself. That'd
be a pretty cool surprise right there. I think I'd like that. It kind of looks weird now though. I don't know.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, kind of looks like. Like somebody I know.
Yeah, it looks like you shouldn't be within a certain distance within the school zone.
Yeah, a little bit. But that's all in good taste, Mr. King. You know what you look like. Okay, so they were stuck in a snowstorm, and so were offered bedding for the night, making them essentially the only people in the hotel. Later on, when exploring, what the fuck? I just skipped from. Oh, that's it.
Oh, Stephen King stayed in room 217. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's talking about, right?
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So it says, later on, when exploring the halls of the hotel, he witnessed. I'm assuming they're referring to Stephen King. An apparition of a woman that chilled him to the bone. The apparition was said to be that of a former employee who was the head maid many years before. The hotel had lost power due to a storm, and she was asked by the manager of the hotel to go through and light the lamps. What no one knew was there was a gas leak in one of the rooms. When she opened the door, her open flame ignited the gas and essentially blew the room apart, sent her through the floor and into the room a story down. God damn.
God, shit, wrong. What a hell of a gas leak.
Boy, you ain't had time to fart when that shit happened. It was just over. That's fucked. Oh. So let's see. That was room 217. The same room Stephen King was staying in the night he was visiting the hotel. Now, the maid did survive this catastrophe. What the fuck? You got blew through the floor and you survived.
Really?
That's hard to believe. I mean, it's possible, but damn.
Yeah, I'm already smelling some bullshit, boys. Okay, so she did survive the catastrophe and went on to work at the hotel for a few more years. Bitch, I would never go back. Everybody at work be joking on you, be like, be careful, bitch. Don't be flying through the floors and That's why your dumb ass got blowed up, bitch. if Stephen King hadn't been stuck in a snowstorm and offered boarding, we wouldn't have The Shining today. So, but it says, but she still sticks around. That was the part I left out of the previous sentence. But I'm basically just saying that Stephen King saw a lady. But at the same time, there's also information that Stephen King had a nightmare while he was staying in the Stanley, and that gave his inspiration to The Shining. And the fact that he was there alone with his family. In this
I'm wondering if, 217 is, actually the most haunted room in there, or if it's, the most famous room because Stephen King stayed in that one.
I might say the latter because... I mean, having somebody famous stay there and write this story that became a pretty big movie, that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely would put that in the resume of the hotel, to get people to come and want to stay in that same room.
Yeah.
Spark, I bet he's shitting this toilet right here.
Go to lick the toilet seat.
I can feel his energy channeling through. I'm gonna write like a Harry Potter fan fiction and make it scary. All right, so we got next up on the room list of the resume of the Stanley Hotel. We have room 401.
So that movie was based off Stanley Hotel then.
Which one?
It wasn't there that movie called Room 401?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it's based off Stanley or what. Look it up, Brennan.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. The second...
Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's kind of crazy. The second most haunted room is Room 401, and then they got the movie Room 401, So, sure it's based off Stanley Hotel.
Because it has that guy in it from a Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah.
Not the bald guy, the black guy, or the little guy.
Yeah, the guy played in Better Off Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know his name.
I don't know if it's based off that or not. It'll probably tell. I don't. Maybe. Probably not. Maybe it don't look like it says it. But anyways, kind of waiting on Brennan to bring that information. But
yeah, it's not. I'm not seeing anything connecting the two.
Okay, so maybe it's just a coincidence, or maybe it. Maybe just an unspoken. Maybe just a bite and they didn't give any credit. Who knows?
So
in room 401, there's apparently a male ghost who some believe to be an Irish man named Lord Dunraven. is reported to be in this room. Although he never visited a hotel in his life, as it was built 20 years after. What the fuck? Then how the hell is he there? How's this work? How's the boundaries of this ghost shit work? You can just
I don't know, man. Like, you that's like that one story about the Crescent Hotel. Wasn't that the guy, the cancer doctor or whatever?
Yeah.
They said he died in Florida, but people still see his ghost in the hotel, which is in Arkansas. So I don't know how it works.
I don't know, man. But we'll continue to read it and just see what happens. But it was built 20 years after he left Estes Park. It was built on land he once owned. In the closet, women feel their hair being played with, and all around their shoulder or waist, or hand moving up the back of their leg. Damn.
That dude's trying to get him some, man. That dude,
Lord Dunravan is pretty frisky, it seems. Says men don't feel particularly welcome in this room sometimes.
No.
As they have felt someone is pressing them into bed or their jewelry disappearing. This So this boy's a switch hitter, huh? This room was where Jason of the Ghost Hunters television show had his drinking glass, which was set on a nightstand, implode while he was sleeping.
What the
implode.
Fuck?
Implode. I highly doubt it.
Wait, yeah, okay, wait. I'm looking it up. Give me a second. No. From who?
Yeah, pull it down
again.
Like,
yeah.
Show them that video.
Yeah, let's watch that video together, guys.
Okay, tell me what it was, though.
Ghost Hunters.
Taps. Just TAPS.
Yeah.
But Jason from Taps. Glass explodes in Stanley Hotel.
Implodes. It said it imploded.
Implode, which is even more questionable.
Far-fetched.
That usually never ever fucking happens.
No.
Like, that's a very rare thing.
Ghosts got the powers of the fucking military now.
Yeah. I guess so. Implode. What the hell? The closet door also opened and closed on its own. Maybe, you know what, if this was me writing these, I would say the closet door opened and closed, but the fucked up thing is that his glass imploded on the nightstand. I wouldn't say some far-fetched thing and then just be like, oh yeah, and the closet door opened and closed on it.
Yeah, I would have left that, like, at the end, you know?
Yeah.
The finale.
You know, like they're trying to sneak it in there. You know, like, maybe somebody won't notice it was just that fucking crazy. I don't know. But, next, we got room 407. And it's television as well. You can fake any fucking thing on television. It's just, that's a fact. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if you can fake, like, a glass cup imploding. That'd be pretty hard to fake.
Brandon, does it implode or explode? Because maybe the people that was talking about this don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not seeing any videos of it. All I'm seeing them getting a voice in the tunnel saying hello and
so they're lying. You motherfucker. You lied to me. Don't you ever lie to me again.
Clickbaiting people, man.
You got fucking jabated. Oh God. Well, we're gonna look at that. Brennan, I want you to keep doing research. Please, if you see it there, then just let us know.
I want to see this video.
Cause if that's not there and it's just some shit they made up, I'm gonna be pretty pissed about that. All right, so now we're at room 407. There's a lot of fucking rooms that have a lot of paranormal activity in this hotel, just for, you know, anybody that's wondering how many rooms. I'll tell you right now, it's quite a bit. Well, a few. Yeah, it's quite a bit. I don't have time to read them, but not like that. Just whatever. Fuck you guys. But anyway. So we're at room 407. People here have reported being tucked in this room. A little boy said that he kept kicking his covers off and they kept coming back up throughout the night.
Man, I want that room.
Why is that?
Man, that's like, I don't know. Goddamn mommy goes taking care of you and shit, man. Get you a warm glass of milk, some shit. Hell yeah.
You know, this, okay, so just from the thought of being tucked in is what brought this up. Back to the demon rapist story. That we have, you know, just back to that story, which is almost 1,000% fake. How come they can have stories like that, but there's no story of a man saying he got jerked off by a ghost? Or is there?
Brandon, look that up.
Let me tell you, man. I have heard stories of people saying Elvis Presley was playing with their pussy. I swear to God.
Really?
Yes. In Disney World, in Disneyland of all places. That was their favorite Disneyland. Place. I promise you, they say his ghost is in Disneyland. We'll have to look that up one day, and we'll probably have to do those. But they said that there was reportedly somebody said Elvis Presley's ghost was playing with their pussy. But I've never heard a story where a guy's like, I got jerked by a ghost. You know why you wouldn't ever hear that story? That'd be the most fucking, dude, they'd be lined up cars for fucking miles all year long.
Oh, hell yeah.
Around the clock. I'm getting jerked off by a ghost.
That's what we need. We need to open up our own hotel and say, hey, yeah, man, there's crazy things happening here at this hotel. Like, we had this one guy that just got, he got jerked, like, clean off, man. Like,
yeah, fucking like, straight up. 20
seconds flat, he was done. Like,
you know how much money we'll make?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is the thing. That's an experience that is priceless, just almost. That's just almost priceless. Because of all the sexual experiences you have, that would be one you definitely would never forget.
It won't even be a ghost. We'll just have Brennan in a bed sheet.
It's just going, ooh. But Brennan, we know we paid you to, you know, give him a hand job and everything with the ghost sheet on you, but why'd you suck their dick, dude? Since you sucked their dick.
He's bringing in more customers. That's what it
is. Oh shit! Well, anyways, we'll go to Biloxi, Mississippi, get a bunch of meth heads and put them. Well, at that point, we're running a whore house. You know, it's just a ghost. We'll have like investigators. They're like,
God damn.
I'm just trying to make sure you're not running a brothel here. I'm like, no, sir.
Scooby Doo gang gonna show up.
yeah. What's his name? Like, all right, gang, let's split up. I'm gonna go in this room by myself.
They gotta reveal the person under the bed sheet, and it's like, it's that crackhead we seen at 7-Eleven.
I made $20.
Hell yeah.
Oh God. All right, so let's see. So like I said, people have been reported being tucked in this room in room 407. A little boy said they kept kicking his covers off and they kept coming back up throughout the night. His mother was quite shocked and said that she hadn't woken during the night and certainly didn't keep covering him. Another guest reported feeling someone sit on the edge of the bed, but when she turned the light on, no one was there. She did, however, see an indention as if someone had just gotten up.
Was it memory foam?
I fucking hate memory foam.
I mean, it's got to be, like, unless a ghost just got real fat ass or something.
How much does a ghost weigh?
I don't know.
How much
these
does
are these are questions that really need to be asked.
They do. And thing is, like, you know, you ever wondered, man, like, throughout science, like, this actually gets into the conspiracy part of things of that we've never even touched on this podcast yet. It makes you think, man, like, out of all this shit we study fucking genders and we study stupid shit about animals, like, just shit that really doesn't matter and has no real reason for us to be studying.
Yeah.
But how come we never studied, like, spirits and energy and apparitions and shit?
I mean, I'm sure we did. Like, I guess that's where all the technology and stuff came from for all of these ghost adventures. Either that or they were just in their basement like, yeah, let's buy this voice recorder and say, oh, it's an EVP machine or some shit. And
yeah, but it's kind of like, where does all the science come from, ghosts? Like, because they say, like,
okay,
They can speak through. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just found the video. I watched a whole episode of Go. Well, not the whole. I was skimming through it, but like I found the episode and his glass. It doesn't like okay. The glass doesn't shatter, but like a piece of it breaks off.
Oh my god! They over exaggerated that so much. It imploded, man. No, it didn't.
And he was just laying there, and it just
so. Got it with an airsoft gun.
Yeah, they had a BB gun out there. Somebody's up under the bed and shot it. And he's like, oh shit, look at that. That's crazy. Let's see.
I'm so scared.
This liquid running down my leg. It's got me. Oh shit. Let's see. Now we're in room 418. So, ghost children do mischievous things in this room. Covers are sometimes removed during the night, and hangers are known to move on their own. Bathroom lights have also been reported to turn on and off on their own. A little girl about 4 years old and her mother stayed in there a few years ago. The following morning, the girl reported being tickled by a little boy during the night. She wasn't afraid. Listen, the next sentence makes it even more fucked up. She wasn't afraid, though. Instead, she simply told the little boy to stop, and he did.
Yeah, that's pretty respectable, I guess.
But what if it wasn't a ghost boy? What if it was a...
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean,
yeah, it could have been.
Hmm.
It's like
we ain't going down there. We'll leave that topic off the table.
Yeah, we stay away from that kind of comedy.
Yeah, that's a little too dark. Okay, so we got room 428. A ghost cowboy tends to frequent this room. A couple a few years back awoke to find a Wild West.
You say ghost cowboy tends to freak this room?
No, frequent this room.
Oh,
yeah, he goes out of town and he comes over every now and then.
He got like assless chaps. Oh, shit. Let's see. Pacing that. So, a wild day. Fuck. What the fuck am I doing?
You just have a fucking stroke.
I guess so, man. I don't know. I didn't get much sleep last night, man. Had somebody tuck me in. They were sitting on the edge of my bed. But when I looked, nobody was there, dude.
Oh.
Then my drinking glass of water I keep by my bed, it just fucking chipped off. It said pink and a little, it imploded. And then Stephen King knocked on my door. All right, anyways.
That kind of bothers me. It's like, yeah, ghost venture or ghost hunters come over here and his glass imploded. Like, I don't think they know the definition of that. Like,
or yeah, maybe I just say, yeah, and we're stupid.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they don't know what it actually means, and they were just saying shit they didn't know.
Well, I mean, they probably just did it for like dramatic effect and whatnot, but you know, I guess that's cool. Bring in more, what you call it, people.
Yeah. Well, shit, boys, let's see. Let's hear about this cowboy, though. Let's see. So, I'm just going to start from the top because I fucked it up. So, a ghost cowboy tends to frequent this room. A couple, a few years back, awoke to find a Wild West cowboy pacing at the end of their bed. After watching him for a few minutes, they politely asked him to leave, which he did, but not before leaning over the lady as if kissing her. Female guests sometimes wake to find him leaning in for a kiss on the forehead. All right, so let me say this. I just reminds me of a story that I heard. Now, I didn't ever see it, but this is from like three different people that told me this. You guys remember where old Steven used to live?
Yeah.
Down there by Harrisburg?
Yeah.
So I was always told this by his grandmother, who had no reason to lie to me, and by the guy that used to live there before them, because he was just over there hanging out one day. Here's some of their kinfolk. But So apparently they had a cowboy ghost in their house. I'm not making this shit up. That's what they said. They said that his house is like old as shit. It looks pretty creepy for real when you think about it. But
yeah, I've seen the outside.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks pretty creepy, you know. But
yeah,
which that's not a qualification to be haunted. I was just saying. So, you know, if he was there and it happened, it would definitely be a little more eerie than if it happened at like Chuck E. Cheese or some shit. So, but or you know, the bank or the fucking, you know, DMV or something. So
yeah,
but
the DMV is pretty scary.
Yeah, I fucking hate DMV. But they had this porch and it was screened in. It had a screen door and all that. And yeah, from the living room, you can see onto the porch, you know. And the dude that lived there before they moved in, he was sitting there and he said he saw the cowboy ghost out there on the porch. And just fucking, he said he just like, I don't know, he said like froze up, freaked out. And he called his mom and dad because they weren't even there and they come back home. And later on, and they didn't even know that story until Stephen's grandma asked them about it after she seen it. Like, they never told her about that story.
Yeah.
And she seen it one night because, like, she used to just kind of stay up all night and shit and do all this. And
yeah, old people shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know how they go, they take a nap, like, an hour, wake up for three and go back to sleep, you know, shit yeah, like that, yeah. So she was doing that in her routine, and she was sitting in the living room smoking a cigarette. And she said she just heard, like, she said she got up, go to the kitchen, and then she heard, like, footsteps coming down the hall, but it sounded like boots, you know, like on wood.
Yeah.
And so she thought it was her son, Stephen's dad. And obviously he was a grown man, but he still lived with her because she didn't have a job, obviously. So I guess she lived with him, whatever. Either way, it don't really matter. I'm just saying, he come down the hall, or she thought he come down the hall because it was almost time for him to get up for work anyways, because he used to get up at like 3. He used to drive trucks and shit. He used to drive log trucks, so he'd always go in early, get his shit done. But yeah. So she thought it was time for him to get up, and just thought he woke up early or something, you know, just couldn't get back to sleep. And she poked her head around the corner and just saw just like some cowboy looking motherfucker sitting there, like kind of like a black and gray apparition, just full body, just fucking walking. And said he walked down the hall, took a left towards the front door, and just fucking disappeared.
Man, that cowboy shit to do, man.
Say what?
I said, yeah, cowboy shit to do.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, I'm wondering, like, what the fuck? Why is he a cowboy, number one? And then number two, is that motherfucker going to work? I mean.
It could be. Going out there to wrangle up them heifers and shit, man.
I don't know. That's just crazy. I think. When you talk about ghost specific, I think cowboy ghost sounds pretty scary for real when you think about it.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
now, hold on now. Don't get your dick all hard.
Yeah, I want to know why.
I mean, you said you want to know why?
Yeah, like, why would you be scared of a cowboy ghost?
I don't know. It's just a weird, like, that's just not some shit. You don't, number one, you don't see cowboys every day. Not like the old, you know, stereotypical ones you see like in Hollywood and shit. So that'd be kind of weird. And then just a cowboy one, it just seems like, I guess when you think of ghosts, there's always the question of, are they friendly or are they like, you know, fucking trying to fuck me up, kill my ass? I don't think of like old fucking, you know, Western ass cowboys be like, hey, what's up, partner? You know, like, I don't think it's going to be like that.
Yeah.
I think they think I'm fucking around in their place, you know, if they see me. They make eye contact with me. I think they're about to fucking, you know, they ain't calling the sheriff. I'll put it that way. They didn't do that shit back then. They going to get his ghost gun and shoot me with a ghost bullet. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just like a weird, like, you wouldn't expect, you know, out of all the ghosts that could come through your house, you wouldn't expect a cowboy one. And then I guess just the sound of the boots hitting the floor.
Like, yeah, that is that. I understand that.
Like, that would send chills down my spine if I heard that shit. You know, like.
Yeah.
And I stayed there quite a bit in his house, and I always dreaded the day I would see it, but I never ever did. We did, however, see some shit in his backyard one time, and there was like this little girl that used to play out in his yard. It was a ghost.
Yeah.
And like just some weird shit like that. But you know, it wasn't ever like that as intense as they're trying to talk about that cowboy ghost. So I'm pretty glad I never got to see that one. That would have freaked me out a little bit.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Probably freaked me out.
I'm just saying, a cowboy, you think like a rugged man, you know, like a man's kind of man. Like, I don't think he's going to take too kindly you being
a like one spot. That's going to take advantage of you or something when you're taking a shower.
He's going to walk up to you. He's like, "What are you shaking for? I seen your bumper sticker. Cowboy's butts drive me nuts." You know? Like, he'll say some shit like that, man. I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Maybe I would like it. Who knows? Who fucking knows?
I mean, don't knock until you try it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I mean, I'll be honest. I kind of like taking doo-doos, so why wouldn't I like the reverse, you know, the opposite effect of that?
I think that's personal. Personal.
I'm fucking around, dude.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. You and Brennan be making them late night meetups. That's why you didn't get no sleep last night. He's too busy getting pictures from his butthole, huh?
Hey, he was paying for it, all right.
Let me ask you guys, just while we're on the subject of buttholes and shit, how many times personally have you seen your own asshole?
You've asked this like 100 times, dude. Like, yeah, what's up?
I know. But you guys never give me a straight answer.
I told you, like, maybe once or twice in my whole life.
Yay! I was just playing. Like, what? I guess it's just weird to think of a circumstance you would need to look at your own asshole.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't voluntary. You know, it was a ghost cowboy had me folded up like a pretzel. So, I mean, I was kind of forced to look at it.
Oh, man. You was in the mirror like that. Save that motherfucker.
No, like one day I was taking a shit, man, and I swear I thought I ripped my asshole open, so I had to check my shirt wasn't bleeding.
Well,
that sounds fucked up.
I mean, yeah, that's understandable, is it not? Like,
I mean, I don't think my shit's that tight, boy.
No, I guess I'm just, I don't know, I got health issues, but I think I'm gonna have to call it right there. For me, you guys, if you guys want to go ahead and finish it up, that's fine, or wait on me, it don't matter.
Guess we can just wait.
Okay.
I mean, let's see how much. So subtract 12 from 50, what are we at?
It's 38.
Yeah, fuck, you want to keep going, Brennan?
Yeah, we can keep going if you want.
All right, it's only 20 more minutes.
All right, guys.
All right, I'm not going to edit this shit out, fuck you.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, get out of here.
All right, yeah, fuck you, Brennan. You don't need to say shit. I'll make you cry. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, so unfortunately.
Fuck that guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to end up on unemployment. He keeps fucking around, leaving early and shit. What the hell?
Yeah.
Let's see. I got to get back to my story.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he used to be different. I think he might be possessed. You think that?
I don't know, man. He's obviously having to go frequent, you know. Look, hold on. Not frequent. I was just reading that damn fucking sentence. he's obviously having to go do a lot of stuff. I mean, maybe something's going on. Maybe he found a ghost girlfriend or something, and he's found true love.
Oh, man, you think he's Dean from Supernatural?
Do I think his what is Supernatural?
I think you think he's Dean from Supernatural.
I don't know, man. Sounds like his shits are pretty supernatural. Talking about a shit on his asshole.
Oh yeah, well, man. What if Dalton died that day, and you know he's just
yeah, he's looking at his little ghost asshole.
Yeah,
he's doing everything like normal. Nobody knows he's dead because we ain't seen him. he's got a little ghost job, making some ghost money, paying a ghost phone, driving a ghost Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We're gonna have to end up firing his ass or something, man, because he's leaving early, and he keeps saying, "Oh man, it's because, you know, my sister's kid, man. She's got a kid. I can't be here, man. I gotta go do stuff with my sister or my dad. He's got a birthday or some shit. Like, what the fuck? Who celebrates birthdays? Once I get a certain age, I'm never celebrating another birthday.
There's nothing. I didn't even celebrate my own.
That's what I'm saying. It's not really much to celebrate. You're alive every fucking day. Why would you celebrate a day that you come onto the earth? That really has no significance to me. Maybe it's just me, though. I don't know.
I think we're getting a little carried away here.
Yeah. We're getting a little off topic. But let's see. So we talked about the cowboy ghost in room 428. Now we got room 217. Many housekeeping events happen in this room. Guests have reported returning to their room after dropping off their bags and finding their luggage has been unpacked for them. Other guests have also reported their shoes being lined up neatly on the end of the bed. Shadows have also been reported passing through walls, as this room was once part of a much larger suite until the mid-2000s. So, what you think about that one, man?
Oh, see, I was just thinking, like,
I mean, what if actually somebody breaking in the room, dude?
Yeah, like, I was thinking, this may sound as like invasion of privacy, but let's just say there's a scenario out there where they have a hidden camera in this room, and when the person who's in there goes to sleep, housekeeping goes in there and just tidies up their shit, you know, and leaves.
I mean, like, look, this is the thing. I'm not discrediting any paranormal events that people say have happened. But these hotels do make a lot of fucking money. They have a lot of tourists. They have a lot of stuff going on with them because they claim to be haunted.
Yeah, like, some things could be exaggerated.
Yeah, like, you get business because people think you're haunted. Like, I'm going to be honest, you know, like, if you look at rooms at some of these hotels, they look like shit. I mean, I wouldn't pay that much money for that. Like, damn, Motel 6 looks better than half of these fucking things, and then they don't look old and creepy, you know? So the only reason people are really even going here, they're not going there to stay the night because they're passing through town. They're going there because they think it's haunted and they want to get their own experience. So what they're doing is they're selling a paranormal experience that you may or may not get. And people eat that shit up. Consumerism. Like I said, it wouldn't seem strange for a hotel to do some crazy shit to make you think it actually was haunted while you were staying there for you to get your money's worth. Let's put it that way. But I'll take all these with a grain of salt and say they're all real. Let's just do that, though.
Yeah.
But, so let's see. Like I said, I'm not going to discredit. I'm sure some shit has happened, but so now we're at room 302. A male ghost has been seen as a shadow in this room, walking near the walls. Photos have been known to fly off the walls. And Grant from Ghost Hunters had a table levitate while changing. Oh, my God. Here we go with this shit again from fucking Ghost Hunters.
Okay, I did not see no table levitating, guy.
Like, it said while changing film. So how is that provable? It's not. You change your film, man. You just lied. You didn't see that shit. You just said that shit. That's what I think. I don't know, man. Anyways, I don't want to go on those little shows. I don't like talking about those shows because about 90% sure a lot of that shit is staged. Most of my paranormal experiences have not come from me looking for the paranormal. It's came to me.
True.
You know? So when you actually go looking for the paranormal, a lot of, in my experience, I haven't never really experienced anything paranormal once I look for it. Well, I mean, I have, but it's not like you would think. Not like some crazy shit. But, so let's see. We'll go to room 413 now. Like I said, there's a lot of rooms here that have a lot of shit going on in them. So that's my thing. How many people died here? And why is it so high? Can we get that information?
We'll see.
All right, while we see about that, I'll just continue to read this. You fap away on your keyboard there. Several guests in room 14 have reported seeing a man dressed in old-fashioned clothes standing in the corner of the room. The face of a man in a blue ball has also been seen on the outside door of the room. So they're saying like there's a blue ball, like an orb or a blue ball that literally just sits outside the room. Like a blue ball, like a literal blue ball. What are they? I don't know. I'm a little confused by that one, but we'll just, I'll assume it's an orb, I guess. So now I'm going to go down. I'm going to go to the concert hall. The concert hall also is a hotspot of paranormal activity. Paul worked at the Stanley from 1995 to 2005 and died of a heart attack while en route from the hotel to the hospital after suffering chest pains. Known as a jack of all trades, one of Paul's responsibilities was to enforce the hotel's 11 p.m. curfew. It's not uncommon to hear a faint and ominous "get out" in the after hours, though it's unclear if he'd be so bold as the shush hotel founder Flora Stanley, who can often be heard playing the piano. Some 7 decades after her demise, a construction worker just a few years ago believes Paul was brazen enough to physically nudge him to the door after feeling two arms pull him back. Paul's also known to flicker the flashlights of touring groups. So it seems like Paul is just a damn Boy Scout, huh? He really takes his job seriously. He's just the best rent-a-cop you can find.
You want to know what's crazy?
What's that?
I don't see anything telling me that anyone has died in this building.
Well, you know, I mean, it's apparently they got all these, you know, all this shit going
but
on.
But then again, I put in Stanley Hotel, and it's just everything about Stanley Hotel, telling me ghost tours and everything. So I might just be passing something that.
Yeah, I mean, hell, it's okay, man. We'll figure it out. I mean, hell, we'll You know, it would be a dream for me though, man, is if we could fucking. Like, all these places we're talking about, if we could eventually be able to go to some of these places in real life.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I've been to the Crescent, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, like, actually stay the night or, you know, try to get some real shit. Try to see some real shit.
Sure.
So, let's see. Oh, that's pretty fucked up. There's a weird picture here, man. So, the concert hall basement. And it just shows, like, a person that's, like, halfway through the floor, halfway, like, you know, out in the open. And obviously, it's, like, a shadowy, you know, kind of thing. Like, what you would imagine a ghost looks like on camera. Not, like, full detail kind of thing. Over the weekend, about 15 coworkers and myself had our company trip to the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, known for being Stephen King's inspiration for The Shining. We took an 8 p.m. ghost tour. We were joined about 15 other people to get guided around the property and told stories about its history and creepy things that are said to have happened. We were told to take lots of pictures. I'm sure to try and capture orbs or ghosts. Many green orbs were caught in pictures, but I don't think anything as creepy as this photo taken by my coworker. A little girl in a hot pink dress who is definitely not on our tour. And apparently, years ago, a young girl, 12 to 13, by the name of Lucy, was squatting in the basement of the concert hall, which is where this photo was taken, and discovered upon plans to begin some construction, she was forced to leave. The night got below freezing, and she froze to death. Everyone on my tour has vouched that this girl was not on our tour. Who wouldn't remember someone wearing that hot pink?
Well, I did read something just, you know, not long ago on this, saying that there's no records of a child dying at Stanley.
Yeah, it didn't say it died at the Stanley. It said it died when they made it vacate the premises. Because it was squatting in the basement, like literally just living there illegally. The girl was. And when they made her leave, it was below freezing and she died that night. Outside of the premises.
Mm.
So, let's see. So the man pictured is our tour guide. No one been in front of him. I'm convinced this is the ghost of Lucy. Just one more added note, though I doubt if anyone would believe me. But there was only one time throughout tour where I felt any strange energy or feeling. And it was right there heading down to the basement of the concert hall. Now, room 217. We're almost done with all the room. Well, actually, we're not. There's a lot of damn rooms. Room 217. Elizabeth Wilson was the chief housekeeper who during an early summer storm in 1911, was injured in an explosion as she was lighting the lanterns. Okay, we already read that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why the hell are they saying it again?
No clue. They maybe forgot.
Yeah, I mean, it's there again. I'm just scrolling down as I've seen it again. But anyways, talked about the concert hall. Okay, so. So apparently it says the hotel at large. I don't know what this means, but let's read it. It says Eddie, who initially presented himself with a foul odor, earned him the nickname Stinky Man. Apparently offended by the moniker, Eddie switched tactics and began exuding a more pleasant smell. His present, however, seems to cause discomfort, possibly due to a life of hardship. According to visiting psychics and mediums, he has since lightened up, but remains the resident's prankster and apparently a ladies' man, often suspected of stroking the hair and kissing their cheeks of female guests. Eddie began visiting the Stanley just a few years ago and has no known connection to the property. It is wondered if Lucy and Eddie are simply a new demographic of guests and raise the question of travel in the afterlife. And yeah, it does raise the question because we were talking about that earlier. I mean, can you travel? Can you not travel? Can you go places? Are you bound to one spot like on Beetlejuice when they try to leave their house? They just ended up in fucking some weird shit.
Well, you also, like, I know you surely have had a hear about spirits attached to objects. Like, oh, yeah, definitely. Annabelle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a possibility to get moved around, but I've also heard of entities attaching themselves to people and going home with people.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I guess nothing's... When you talk about the paranormal, I guess there's no limits and there's really no set rules. You know, anything's possible, I assume. All right, so... let's see. Here's another story about the concert hall. It says, I'm pretty skeptical of paranormal happenings, but one thing in particular really messed with my head. At the beginning of the tour, you follow a tour guide to the music hall, which would often be occupied by children playing during the daytime. When you arrive in the hall, you are seated in the observation box and given an introduction of sorts explaining that none of the spirits or activity are angry or violent, and that a lot of the activity was thought to be that of children, especially in this hall. So our guide asked by a show of hands if any of the tour members are good with kids, to which I, along with four or five others, raised our hands. Everyone who raised their hands, she gave a dum-dum suck or two for us to hold out on her palm as if we were handing it to a child. And depending on the spirit's comfortability with you, they would supposedly pull on the sucker. Some people claimed to feel movement, some didn't feel a thing, but I personally felt and watched this fucking sucker drag from the middle of my hand all the way to the ground, all the way off to the ground. That fucked my shit. That's literally what they said. That was a quote. And here's one that says, the staircase to nowhere. When I was a kid, the Stanley was just a pretty hotel with dumpy rooms. We never stayed there. It was just a place to get a good, cheap lunch. And when it was still cheap and not haunted. Anyways, I'd screw around and explore the hotel because hotels are fun to screw around in and explore. My brother, my sister, and myself were wandering the hotel after lunch, poking our heads into our open rooms and whatnot. Well, we round the corner of the hallway, and to our right is a small opening in the wall of the hall leading to a set of very narrow and steep circular stairs descending into pitch black darkness. None of us had the cojones to check it out. Wish we had. I never saw that staircase again after that. This one says third floor. My ex-girlfriend and I went there around New Year's a couple of years ago. I can confirm it is very haunted. On the third floor, my ex turned white as a sheet after stopping in front of a particular door. I asked her what had happened. She said that something had ran their hand from her backside up to the nape of her neck. There was no one else around but us. When the, I don't know what the fuck that says, got all of the tour members gathered around the door, she had the experience that she began to tell the group about an apparition that likes to grope pretty young ladies and run his hand from their backside up to their neck. Super spooky. Sounds like they're talking about the ghost, that Eddie ghost or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. So now we're getting around. This one says the ballroom. Have we heard anything about
how many? How yet? Big is this fucking hotel? And I don't recall a ballroom though.
Apparently they got a, what is it, a concert hall? They got a ballroom. They got, I mean, yeah, it's a pretty big ass hotel from what the pictures I've seen. I don't know how many square feet or nothing, but you know, it's, I mean, it's got to be pretty. It's three stories, so it's got to be pretty damn big.
Yeah.
So the ballroom. This is a story about the ballroom, apparently, and we didn't even hear anything about that from the actual, just regular articles. But this is a firsthand account. That's what we've been reading. In case you guys didn't know, we've just been reading firsthand accounts these past few stories. So it's absolutely beautiful and haunted. My sister lived in Colorado for years, so one winter we were visiting, we decided to make the trip to Estes Park. Well, being the rule breakers we are in the family, we ditched the official tour and took our own. We came across this big room with chairs covered in white cloth. We decided to play ghost and drape the cloth over ourselves to pretend to be ghosts and take pictures and give hand jobs. Just like earlier, right there. We, of course, thought we were hilarious. The ghost decided to delete every picture we took in that room. All the pictures we took before and after were still on the camera. Just the ones where we were playing ghosts were deleted. Weird place. I mean, I feel like there's some explainable shit there with, like, photos being deleted or some shit. Maybe. Yeah. I don't think I've ever experienced that, though. Like, I've taken it. Be honest, I've never tried to take pictures or videos of ghosts. I mean,
I have seen, like, firsthand, like myself, people take pictures at places, and then, like, one of the photos will be missing, and, yeah, or like one of them would just be solid black and shit like that.
Hmm, that is weird, but I mean, technology malfunctions sometimes, so you know. Could all just be a big coincidence.
There's not that one.
I'm trying to sit here and, you know, like I said, I'm not sitting here trying to debunk anything. It's just, I'm not going to just say everything's a ghost whenever there could be a.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, those kind of people annoy the shit out of me. Like anything happens, they're like, oh, it's a fucking ghost. Probably not. Did you think about what else it could be?
Yeah.
But
I feel that way about people with like UFOs, like they're on aliens. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you don't really know.
Yeah, like just, you know, just you can't just take everything what you think it is just off your first run of the mill. You know, you gotta sit there and think about shit sometimes. But that night, you remember we was talking, man. You said you heard a knock at your door and nobody was there. Was you or scratching at your door or something?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and like, and I swear to God, that same fucking night, dude, I was in my living room, and I could, like, down the hall around the corner, like, where the rooms are, I swear to God, I saw something, like, peeking its head around. Like, it was just a black figure. It, like, peeked its head around when I looked at it. It just fucking tucked its head back. And the first time I saw it, I was like, yeah, maybe it's just, you know, my eyes are adjusting to try to look at see what's in the dark or something.
Yeah.
And then like 5 minutes later I looked back because I saw it out the corner of my eye, and it fucking did it again. And that's when I was like, I don't know what that is. And I tried to go back there and see what it could have been, but I couldn't debunk that one. I'm not gonna say it was a ghost or anything, but I just couldn't debunk it. I couldn't find a way to say it wasn't. So it was definitely something crazy. Could have just all been in my head though. Could have been my mind playing tricks on me.
Yeah.
But let's see. So in room 1301, now we're back at a room. In a bathroom at the Stanley, the shampoo bottle was thrown into the tub once we were investigating 1302 once. I've had my voice recorder knocked over. As far as seeing anything with my own eyes or objects thrown at me, no, not yet. I think it takes a lot of energy for spirits to manipulate our physical environment. So it's rare, but it does happen, yeah. All right, so that was the very last story we had about that one. Looks like we definitely ran our time out on this one. I mean, obviously, I know we had some at the beginning. We got cut, but, you know. But, I mean, what do you think about the Stanley Hotel, man? Like, I guess it's kind of weird. Like, all these ghosts are here. None of them died. But then again, I guess we don't really know the rules of, you know, the ghost world or whatever.
And the spirit world.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know the rules. We don't know what kind of limitations they have. I mean, if it's paranormal, like I said, you can't really say anything's bullshit, you know. So, just because somebody dies there don't mean something's haunted. That's definitely not the case. But, I mean, what do you think about it, man? You think it's all bullshit? Just some the hotel fucking with folks? Or, I mean, you think maybe it seems like they're really capitalizing on this ghost shit.
Yeah, I think there might be something there, because if there was, then I don't think, like, I don't think so many accounts would come out if not one of them actually happened, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. I kind of want to go for real, man. I want to see what happens, you know? Like, I want to go to these places just because, like I said, it's not that I don't believe in the paranormal, because I do. But it's the fact that I'm going to look for any explanation before I just rule, just hands down say it was a paranormal encounter. Just because I'm realistic, you know? I don't just sit here and say everything's paranormal like we was talking about.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I mean, it's like when you think about places like that, I just see commercialism. I see fucking that, you know, I see them sitting in the office, the owner sitting in the office, just counting a fucking wad of 100 saying fucking suckers, you know, shit like that. That's because they literally market their hotel to be haunted. Like, if your shit is haunted, it's a known fact, you're going to make fucking money because people are going to want to go there. But, so I try to take all these stories with a grain of salt. I'll just say if they're firsthand accounts, I'll believe them just to be nice about the shit. But, you know, some of it just sounds a little outlandish, like the ghost. How come the only crazy, like the real crazy shit, how come only that happened when a ghost hunter showed up? You know what I'm saying? Like the TV show, like they're saying, like, doors open and close. It didn't say shit about that with any of the other people.
Sure. Yeah.
It didn't say anything about somebody's glass blowing up or imploding or whatever the fuck they said. And also didn't say anything about tables levitating. So, like, how come just when they show up, they get the crazy shit of the crazy shit?
You do got a point.
So, that's why whenever there's any stories from, like, those shows, I usually don't try to even include those, because they're made for TV. And take that how you want it, but they're made for TV.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be entertaining. Hearing a bunch of people walking around and not finding shit, that's not that entertaining. But I guess that's honestly like 90% of the fucking ghost shows. them just kind of walking around talking to nothing, you know? Or that's what it would look like if you didn't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I mean, I guess just overview, man. The Stanley Hotel seems to have a lot of fucking people that had some shit happen to them. So if one.
Okay, what is your verdict? Haunted, not haunted. Well, what do you think?
I'll say haunted, man. And it's like, obviously, when you're looking for it, I feel like you can fuck your own perception of reality up a little bit. But, and I'll explain what I mean. Like, if you're in a pitch black room and you're looking around and you're expecting to see something there, you're going to see something there.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as like the photos, that photo looked pretty legit, man. You know, it had to be looked at by a professional, see if it's been doctored or anything. But I looked up a few photos. They all seem kind of legit. Like, they're not just like the typical like ghost shit you see, like, you know, the typical fakes that you would see. They don't really look like those. And then all the stories are different, but all kind of tie in together. And you can tell they're not all on the same tour. They're not all staying the same night. So it could just be people lying and saying they had experience. They don't look like a fucking dumbass for spending $500 staying in a room. or, you know, they could legit be, you know, having those experiences. So I'll just say it's haunted.
Yeah, I think it is as well.
And if they, if there's that many accounts, that many stories, and that's, there's probably, that ain't even a quarter of them, I'm sure. It looks like if you want to have a paranormal experience once in your life, I guess the Sandler Hotel would be one of those you could probably try to get that at.
Yeah, I would like to say at like room 217, that's what's popping off, you know?
Yeah, 217, but chances are you're not going to get that one. So what you could do from there is you can go to the base, walk around on your own, just creep around there, dude. You know, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you'll see more shit there than you would on any tour. But yeah, shit, I guess we're going to go ahead and cut that one right there. Unfortunately, Dalton is no longer an employee of Ghost Bros Podcast.
Yeah, y'all heard him quit live.
Or
post live.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just leave that in there. I'm not even going to edit that out because people need to know the kind of shit me and Brennan put up with. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like every time we make an episode, he's like, hey, dude, I got to fucking... Like, he just makes up these weird excuses, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they don't even make any sense.
Yeah, saying he has a kid, and I know he don't.
Yeah, like, we fucking know he don't got a kid, and he tells us, dude, I got to go give my kid a bath, man. I'm sorry, I got to get off. Oh, you fucking knew this. We could have scheduled it early. Anyways, we're just rambling on here. So I guess, like I said, you know, if you guys got any stories, anything you want to tell us or any accounts, any shit you heard growing up, I mean, whatever, pictures, videos, other links to videos you want us to watch or other links to stories you want us to read, you can do that by emailing us at ghostbrospodcast@gmail.com. It's spelled just like the title. Just take the period out and put podcast. And I will have the way it's spelled in the description. And you can let us know what you guys got going on or what you've ever experienced. And I'll be glad to read those on here. And if you got any, you know, any personal things you want to talk about, I mean, I guess we'll talk about those too. You know, like maybe your mom's stealing money from you or.
I ain't no therapist now.
Yeah, your car broke down. I mean, I'll talk about it. We'll definitely talk about it, make fun of you or something. But, I mean, it's the wrong podcast for that shit. But we'll get back with you on something there. Don't worry about it. But, so I guess that's going to be it for this long story episode. And next episode, we're going back to the counties of Alabama. We got to do part 3 of that because it's so fucking long. So many counties, 67. I had no fucking idea there were 67 counties in Alabama. So that's a lot of stories to read and a lot of shit to talk about in between that. So we will be going back to that for our next episode. And I don't want to give a promise, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be Saturday, maybe? Friday, maybe?
Maybe.
We can try to shoot Friday. We'll talk about it. But, we'll see. It's going to be sometime this weekend for sure. But if you're listening or whatever, I appreciate it. We appreciate your time and thanks for supporting us. Don't forget it. We're on all platforms. Well, just about every platform you can think of. So if you got some friends and you want them to listen to it, let them know it might be on their preferred platform. And if not, let us know. We can get it on there. So, but yeah, appreciate it, guys. Well, I guess we'll holler at y'all later.
All right, see you then.
All right.